It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If 2010 was the year of the iPad, 2011 was supposed to be the year of the tablet in general, all sorts of new models flooding the market. Well, those tablets showed up, but none have really caught on. Best Buy reportedly wants to return most of the HP touchpads it received because no one's buying them. The touchpad has already been marked down $100 since it launched in June. Jason Noland is with Baird Equity Research, which just released a survey about tablet ownership.
95% of the sample said that the iPad was of most interest, followed by 10% HP touchpad, 8% Samsung Tab, 9% Motorola Zoom, and then it falls off from there.
Were you surprised that the HP touchpad was second over any of the Android tablets?
We were. We didn't really know what to expect there. And HP is one of the newer entrants to the market, so there could be some recency bias in our opinion. But Samsung was up there. The Motorola Zoom was up there. One of the HTC products is up there. But it's really the iPad followed by lots and lots of choices that are way off of where Apple is today.
Consumers right now don't want tablets. They want an iPad.
That's Joshua Topolsky, editor-in-chief of TheVerge.com. He says Apple is winning the tablet war by not making it about tablets.
What Apple has been masterful in doing is creating this idea that you're not buying a piece of computer hardware. You're buying this doorway to a whole new world. And people want to walk through that doorway. They might not fully understand what it means, but there's just something thrilling about this new technology. Whereas in many ways, Android tablets have been sold the same way PCs have been sold, which is, look how fast we are. We can do more than the other guy.
Well, yeah, in terms of features and operability, how does something like the Motorola Zoom or the HP touchpad stack up to the iPad?
Well, in terms of features, you're getting a lot of the same thing, but of course it's presented in very different ways. When you look at the app selection, on the other hand, Android pales in comparison to what Apple offers.
The more apps a tablet has, the more popular it is, which makes more people want to build apps for it, which makes it more popular. That makes it hard for a newcomer like HP's touchpad to break in.
If it's hard to sell Android, and people already know Android, think about how hard it is to sell a new contender in this race. You've got the sheen and the sexiness of the iPad on one hand, and then you've got this total unknown on the other. The touchpad is a pretty good product. In fact, I think it's more enjoyable to use than a lot of the Android tablets that are out there, but it has almost zero developer support right now.
Joshua Topolsky from TheVerge.com. Hey, we're on Facebook. Just search for us by our name, like us, talk to us. Let's report some findings.
According to a recent study,
we're total sellouts. Remember a few months ago when everyone got upset that your phone was keeping track of everywhere you went? Mobile ad company Jaiwire surveyed 2,800 customers and found that over half, 53%, are willing to give out information on where they are in exchange for relevant content. What kind of content? Sales and promotions at stores headed the list, followed by customer reviews, directions to a store, and coupons. This isn't to say privacy isn't a legit concern. It's just most people are more interested in shopping. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.